Hello everybody, welcome on Scientist Radio, the podcast for all the fans of science. Today we receive Chloe as our guest. She is a mathematician.
Hello Fanny, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm good.
Our favorite columnist Emily is also there to interview Chloe.
Hello everybody.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the origin of number zero. First question. Where does the number zero come from?
The number zero, as we know, arrived into the West circa on 1200, most famously delivered by the Italian mathematician Fibonacci, aka Leonardo of Pisa.
What is this number used for?
It is used to keep the rank for fill the empty. The first known person to use the number zero was living 1598.
I have a question on my mind. Is it considered as a number or as a digit?
I have already done some research about that, and it's both of them. Can you answer more precisely, Chloe?
Yeah, it's true. Zero is a number, and the numerical digit is used to represent that number in numerals.
But in which subject is it used?
Is it used in physics for some quantities, for example, for an absolute temperature measured in kelvins? Zero is the lowest possible value. It is used also in chemistry for the atomic number of the theoretical tetraneutron. It has been shown that a closed neutron may be stable and knows to be considered an atom in its own right, and it's used in computer science.
What is the etymology of this number?
The word zero came into the English language via French zero from Italian devero. It means empty, and zero looks like a ho.
Be careful to not write a ho instead of a zero.
Bye.
Yes, it's time to finish the radio. Have a good day, everybody, and never stop be interested in science. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.